to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here in Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. We're going to be talking about the reversal on calcium supplements and dementia in just a minute. But before we do that, our devotional puts us in 1 Peter 5. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all of your care upon him, for he cares for you. Amen to that. Seek the Lord's face, mind, time, because it grows short. All right, we're going to get into this reversal on the calcium supplement and dementia. I don't know if you're aware of this, but in 2016, there was a Swedish study in the Journal of Neurology, and it was published research to convince doctors and patients that taking calcium supplements can actually increase the risk women can get with dementia. And there were just under 500 participants in this study, ages 72 to 80, who did not have dementia when they started the trial. But here's a quote from the study of Neurology, October 2016. Women treated with calcium supplements were 95% at higher risk of developing dementia, and a subtype stroke-related dementia, vascular dementia, and mixed dementia than women not given the supplements. That's kind of hard to believe, really. But this new study now, this October 2025, the Edith Cowan University in Australia published a study debunking the calcium supplement myth of increasing the risk for women to get dementia. And the Australian study has a much larger study of 1,400 participants that were monitored for 15 years, citing no harmful outcomes or cognitive decline in the group of women that was taking the calcium supplement. Here's a quote from Cowan University. A long-term Australian study found that calcium supplements do not raise a dementia risk in older women, countering a previous study and fears. Scientists say these results should reassure those using calcium to prevent osteoporosis. They had added, we found no evidence that taking calcium alone increases the risk of developing dementia over time in women. In fact, calcium supplements are often recommended to prevent or address osteoporosis. And Dr. Mark Sim, senior researcher at Cowan, said, given calcium's critical role in multiple physiological functions, including bone health, these results provide reassurance that long-term calcium supplementation did not increase dementia risk in older women, end of quote. So now, why would a Swedish study that was published, why would Sweden want to do this study and publish it if it were not true? Could it be that the Sweden manufacturers make the bone density machines that women are tested on for osteoporosis? And if women are taking supplements to strengthen their bones, they wouldn't really need to get repeat testing on these machines for osteoporosis. So Sweden did make up the calcium dementia story to put fear into women to stop using calcium. Well, we see a manipulative way to keep women needing the bone density test. Here's a quote from Dementech.com. They said, Swedish companies have manufactured bone density machines, and Sweden has a history of innovation in this field. The market for bone density machines is largely represented by Swedish international manufacturers. But is that the sole purpose for this misleading study? Sadly, no. The Swedish biotech company called BioArctic and Weill Lemmenby also co-developed and commercialized with American and Japanese pharmaceutical companies a key prescription drug for dementia that is sold in the U.S. called Lambiki, so which is an IV medication to treat dementia with monoclonal antibodies that supposedly targets and removes the amyloid beta plaques in your brain. Which brings us to another question. That recently there has been research debunking the amyloid plaque theory as a cause for dementia. So Georgetown University Medical Center, their memory discovery program, and that research was in the Journal of Science in July 2022. So it turns out that the amyloid plaque was an unproven hypothesis for 19 years, and scientific medicine actually sells theory as evidentiary fact. So science is supposed to prove the theory with standardized processes, and it should be called theory-based medicine otherwise, which is an educated guess. Now, it should be called that because how else are we to make, you know, truth out of anything? But to sell it, as a fact is really fraud, you know? So one thing is for sure, drug companies could not work as hard as they do to suppress natural therapies if they, you know, thought they had some sort of merit in helping you heal. Well, and what is the dementia mortality? Well, we're told by health authorities 1 in 3 Americans over the age of 65 will die from dementia. And apparently dementia is the 5th leading cause of death in the United States. It is also a category of disease medicine has no effective treatment for. All medicine can do is try to slow down the symptom development as the disease progresses. Let's look at some of the stats. About 40% of the dementia cases are happening to people under the age of 65. A majority of these cases, regardless of age, are happening to females, of course. And why do women have 10 to a 20% greater risk of dementia over men? We're also told 1 in 11 people over 65 will have some form of dementia. And if you are female over the age of 65, the statistics change to 1 in 6. According to the InsideDementia.com, we have 35 million Americans with dementia. And in 2010, they expected to have 65 million. By 2030, 115 million. So what could be driving these outrageously high projections? Well, the University of Michigan also states that all forms of dementia are on the rise. Well, let's look at medicine's explanation. Modern medicine says they expect most people, as they age, to develop some form of dementia. They equate the disease with old age. However, they also cite other causes like genetics, head injuries, heart disease, diabetes, high cholesterol, obesity, smoking, and surprisingly, low education. Well, according to the scientific medicine, well, if you are someone that has a low level of education, that you are also someone with lower brain development, and that's the first time I've actually heard that brain dysfunction can be due to a lack of higher learning. We also are told that there is no significant test that conclusively determines if someone has Alzheimer's. So, the best physicians can only state probable Alzheimer's disease in a patient's medical record. They typically do a process of elimination. They eliminate depression, trauma, infection, thyroid dysfunction, nutritional deficiency, and tumors until they wind up with the only thing left, dementia category. Well, and also prior disease is a problem. So with a diagnosis of Alzheimer's, there's also health problems that tend to also crop up, such as vision problems, sleep problems, like sleep apnea, and insulin issues. So patients with diabetes and sleep apnea have a greater risk of Alzheimer's according to science. So what are the possible causes of all this? Well, there are many explanations why people may appear senile or have dementia. We should be very careful to evaluate all the possibilities, and some of them could be right under our own nose. We can't really rely on healthcare professionals to admit that the prescription medications may be the culprit for a vast majority of the dementia happening today. And in some cases, medications are now available as over-the-counter and no prescription is necessary. So the next question is, does medicine already know that certain types of medications are causing dementia and damaging the brain? Well, the answer is a definite yes. Here's a quote from Noel Campbell. He's a pharmacist. He says, "We found that taking one anticholinergic drug significantly increases the risk of developing cognitive impairment. Taking two of these drugs doubles the risk. This is very significant and already known risk in the American population." Let's look at this drug-induced dementia then. In a vast majority of cases, the pain medications are causing long-term damage to the brain. Other products also causing similar damage are insomnia medications, cardiovascular medications, allergy medication, and drugs for incontinence. So these would be a class of drugs known as anticholinergic drugs, and they tend to block the acetylcholine in your brain as a neurotransmitter. So here is Dr. Abusanti. He's a medical doctor at IU School of Medicine. He says, simply put, we're confirming anticholinergics can actually cause or worsen cognitive impairment, which involves gradual memory loss, end of quote. So let's look at some of the common drugs that Americans may be taking fairly regularly, which are destroying their brain cells. Benadryl for allergies, Dramamine for motion sickness. Georgetown University Medical Center did the research on that. Excedrin PM Nitol for sleep, Somanex for sleep, Tylenol PM for sleep, and Unisom for sleep, Paxil, a depression medication, or also used for obsessive compulsive disorders. Dextral is for overactive bladder urgency issues. Demerol, pain, sleep aid, and also Paxil, antidepressant, anti-anxiety med. So this is just really the tip of the iceberg. Drugs for anti-arrhythmia, antihistamines, antispasmodic meds, anti-Parkinson's medication, muscle relaxants, and trisylitric drugs. These are antidepressants. Also are on this list. Now, if you want the full detailed list, you want to go to virginiageriatrics.org, virginiageriatrics.org, and you want to look at their medication list for dementia. There's a list of side effects also on the anticholinergic drugs. The list is quite long for the cognitive impairment. Includes dry mouth and nose, lack of sweat, constipation, dizziness, drowsiness, unsteady on your feet, headache, difficulty urinating, visual impairment like glaucoma, disorientation, difficulty swallowing, delirium, fatigue, high blood pressure, breathing difficulties, convulsions, behavior changes, hallucinations, severe muscle weakness, as well as skin problems and slurred speech. So what would be a natural antidote? Well, research has suggested that regular exercise can be a factor in protecting us from dementia-type diseases. The type of exercise was not important to the research, but just a physical movement helps prevent brain shrinkage to protect cognitive function. One example was walking for 40 minutes per day. The researchers also mentioned that exercise helps the brain to do multifunctional activities and reduces stress and anxiety, which reduces the likelihood of needing drugs and the risk of dementia from those drugs. So you do have options for health. You really do. There are plenty of natural nutritional solutions to getting sleep, improving vision, reducing the need for diabetic drugs, heart drugs, anti-anxiety, depression medications, etc. The folks at Apothecary Herbs offer a lot of medicinal herbs for these situations, and they're all plant-based. So calcium formula, they have this liquid plant-based calcium formula that works really fast. So before you risk your brain cells to prescription meds and dementia, give them a call toll-free at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. International number is 828-469-5972. And of course, the website is thepowerherbs.com, and their 2026 catalog has just arrived, so do ask for that. It's absolutely free, has money-saving coupons inside, and you can be empowered. And I will say this, a lot of the prescription drugs that do promote a dementia-like behavior in the patients is, once you stop the drug, it goes away. So there's a plus there. So you can ask your doctors if you can get something else if you're on something that's creating the dementia symptoms. Or you can find a natural solution to the problem altogether. Give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call and ask questions, and they can point you in the direction. I can see I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.